my God! Okay, it's happening. Everybody, stay calm.
What's the procedure, everyone? What's the procedure?
Stay calm.
Wait.
Everybody, calm down.
Okay. We might as well give them a show, you know what I'm saying?
I hope everybody's in the same mood.
Hey. Don't set the mood real quick. Ladies and gentlemen.
It's for y'all. Hey.
Hey. I guess you wonder where I've been. Hey, we here, baby. I search to find the love again. Ooh. Ooh. Oh.
Let me
let y'all know.
Got a thing for you, and I can't let go.
Episode 26, baby. Yo.
I feel like I should start there because
we've been gone.
We've been battling the germs. I don't know.
Battling the germs.
I don't know.
Osmosis Jones is putting some work.
It's been a rough week, guys. Rough.
What's up, everybody? This is the Mad Late Show. This is your co-host, Suave.
And Desi.
Desi and Magneto, the cat.
Woof woof.
Okay. So.
Guys, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, we did not drop an episode last week.
Yes, and our schedule did not allow us to pre-record, so we were a bit fucked.
Yeah. Seriously, if you really think about it, we went from the day we were supposed to record, we went to a Bad Bunny concert, and then that fucked everything up, and then we got sick.
Yeah.
So we were literally, by the way, we were literally sick. Like, it's not like somebody took a vacation or this or that.
No,
it was
pretty bad.
We were both at home.
Dying
here. Desi and myself, we even got tested. We got COVID tested.
Yeah, it was so bad that we were like, let's just go get tested.
Let's just make sure, yeah. And I guess now they're doing the testing depending where you go, where they'll let you know if you have a flu as well. Mm-hmm. So if you opt in for that. So we were like, yeah, just let us know. If we don't have COVID, maybe we have a flu or something like that. And we were negative on all three things that they checked for. So I guess we just had a common cold.
I don't know, but it was rough.
I mean, we're still kind of dealing with it now. Like, I'm getting better.
Yeah.
But
guys, I'm in the middle of taking, like, the strongest cough drop on the planet. So yeah. I don't cough your ear off.
Yeah.
My cough has been so bad this entire week.
Yo, her cough makes me want to, like, break up with her. It's disgusting.
Wow.
I'm just joking. It's a bad fucking cough, though.
It's a really bad cough. It's and like if it wasn't for this nasty-ass cough drop, Jose swears, he's like, we have to get the strongest cough drop. But these strong cough drops, if y'all don't know, they taste like ass.
Yeah, no, if you get the Vicks Vapor Cool
Extra strength. Oh, my gosh.
And well, the reason I got those is because I have to return to work tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to be talking a lot. And when I'm coming back from being sick, because my throat's all fucked up, you know, if I talk for more than a minute, I start to cough.
Yeah.
And I can't be doing that shit at work.
That's how I am. Like, yeah. Even after like a minute, I have to cough. It's so bad.
Yeah. So I was like, I need the extra strength. Like, I'm going to be popping cough drops all day tomorrow.
Yeah, guys. So I'm a little loopy, guys. I just have my Robitussin cough syrup.
Yeah. She just had
I had some scissor.
She had her Flintstones vitamins.
Flintstone vitamins.
She had all her little kid shit.
I had my purple cup.
She's out here drinking fucking lean.
And my cough drop. And now I'm here.
She was talking about mixing the Robitussin with the 7-Up. I don't know. I don't know what the fuck she was doing.
I don't know. It worked, though.
Yo, regardless, this is episode 26, and we're happy to be here.
Woo! Insert clapping.
Hey.
Yeah! Cheering, like,
we Super Bowl with cheers. We fucks with y'all.
We're going to be recording, hopefully, multiple episodes this week. So this don't ever fucking happen
again. We usually don't get sick back to back like that? Like, we, no. Most likely, we're. It's funny because our cat is sneezing.
Our cat is sneezing. I don't like, know if you can hear her.
Crazy right now. I kind of feel bad for her. Are you good over there? You good?
I was trying to catch her sneezing and she got scared.
Yeah, I mean, you can't be putting a mic on her face like that. Oh, okay. So, usually, you know, when we get sick, we usually don't get sick right away again, like the next week. But we're still going to try to pre-record another episode just so that this doesn't happen to us again. Because if we would have been ready last week, we could have dropped something.
Here's the thing. We wanted to wait till after the concert to record because we wanted to tell you guys about it. And like, oh my God, we went to a concert and have some content to talk about.
Yeah.
And then we got sick right after. So
it was literally right after. And here's the situation, guys. I think I got sick because of all these fucking sharks. There were so many sharks at the Bad Bunny concert. I know y'all already know about this. Y'all probably already know about this because of TikTok and Instagram and shit. Mm. But ever since, like, the first show that he did on this tour, it's like somebody wore a shark costume and...
Some inflatable shark.
Like, an thing. Inflatable shark costume. And I guess... He, like, shouted them out. He was like, oh, shout out.
I see you
dressed like a shark, you know. Llega tu tiburón. You know what I'm saying?
Mami, que tú quieres.
Llega tu tiburón. Yeah, so I guess, you know, that person got hyped up and the shit went viral. So after that, every single concert that Bad Bunny has
sharks.
Done, people have been dressing like fucking sharks to get noticed. Yo, I thought we were going to see maybe 5 sharks.
Yeah.
I literally counted like 45 sharks.
There was so many sharks.
Yo, there. This was...
My concern was just that I didn't want a shark in front of me.
I didn't want the shark in front of me either.
I didn't want a shark blocking my view. Yeah. That was all I cared about.
Yeah.
So there was plenty of sharks. There wasn't any in front of me.
Well, we had some really good seats.
We had some really good seats.
And the sharks weren't really... I only saw maybe 2 sharks that were, like, ahead of us. That, like, paid good money.
Yeah.
But they were too busy dancing with each other. So, it was like, they were good. They didn't bother me. But most of the sharks were up above us. Yo, there was a lot of fucking sharks.
Also, I would hate to be in a shark costume during a concert. Like, you can't really see out of it. So, it's like...
No, some of them, it depends. So, some of them had, like, their head sticking out. I got some wild video of it. I think I'm going to just upload the video.
Mm.
I recorded a whole bunch of sharks.
Because it's, like, not a fun concert experience. Like, you're inside of a freaking inflatable the whole time.
I think it's fun. Like, if you like being the butt of joke, like, I would enjoy being dressed as a shark. Like, I'm into shit like that. Like, I like to make people laugh.
But you can't even see what's going on.
But, no, some of them had their head sticking out of it. It depends. Not all of them are the same. Like, some of them might have had, like, a window so you could look out, but there were some where, like, your head sticks out of the entire costume. That's what I saw some kid with.
Shark costume sales are, like, through the roof.
Oh, yeah, no. Like, shark costumes are through the roof right now, and they don't even know why. They're probably thinking it's because of, like, Suicide Squad 2 or some shit.
Some stupid shit.
Yeah, like, because of the shark character or something.
Wow, I imagine you even thought of that.
No, yeah, but, you know, like, some of these people who don't know, like, you know, in middle America, wondering, like, why are shark costumes selling out?
Yeah.
Like, they're trying to put it...
The shark costume factory was like...
They're like, yo, Shark Week is back? Like...
Calling all their coworkers, like, Carol, you need to come in on Sunday.
Yeah, we're...
We are freaking overloaded right now.
Everybody's coming in for shark costumes. Sharkeisha. Yeah, I saw a couple of Sharkeishas at the Bad Bunny concert. No lie, for a second there, I thought I was in a fucking aquarium.
Wow.
There were mad sharks, and you smell a lot of fish.
You had to slow down to say aquarium.
Yeah. Nah, see, I was trying to take it to a...
Aquarium.
I said you smell a lot of fish. I was going to try to make it a sexual joke, but I'm not going to take it there.
Good for you. I'm proud of you.
But you know what?
You've matured. You've matured.
You know what I'm tired of, though?
What?
You know what I'm tired of? I'm tired of all these girls shaving their pussies for the Bad Bunny concert.
Well, know something crazy, guys. That night for the Bad Bunny concert, I was getting ready. I was sitting at my vanity, putting on my makeup. Jose's getting dressed behind me. He just walked in from a shower, like in a towel, just like stomped in. He was like, why the fuck all these girls shaving their pussies for Bad Bunny? You were like so upset about it. And I was like, what the fuck are you talking about?
I just found it funny. I was just thinking about it. I was like, I know for a fact 85% of the girls who went to the concert all shaved their kuka.
To go see Bad Bunny.
To see Bad Bunny. Like, because you never know. He might pull you.
Also, you never know. Like, what if these girls are showing up to the concert and they meet somebody?
They like that. Yeah, for Bad Bunny, you got
to
shave the kuka.
And I explained to Jose, like, some girls who are going with their boyfriend or husbands or whatever, usually when a boyfriend or a husband or whatever takes you out to a concert, you already know it's going to go down afterwards. So it's like, they're not shaving it specifically for Bad Bunny. It's just like, they know they're going to get some action tonight.
While they think of Bad Bunny.
Wow. That's what it, I don't that's think what it be like. Thinking of Bad Bunny, but.
Nah, it's Bad Bunny got you ready, and then and now you're ready. Wow. That's some bullshit. Like, every other guy is getting hairy kuka, and then
for Bad Bunny, they should. No, because it's like I said, like, if it's a boyfriend or husband. It's the same way if a boyfriend or husband takes a girl to a Romeo concert, they know, like, that night when they get home, they going to get a little something. Because they just took their girl to go see Romeo, you know? So the girl's not shaving it for Romeo specifically. She just knows. Let me ask you a question.
Okay, I got you right here.
What?
So if we go to a Rihanna concert and I shave my balls,
cool sure.
I'm shaving my balls for the Rihanna concert because after the Rihanna concert, I'm gonna want
a little something done. I'm like, you're gonna be in the
mood. Like, wait, let me not finish that because some parents listen to this. But I say, fellas, if you go to the Rihanna concert, make sure you shave your balls if you want them licked.
Imagine, like me being upset and it's coming in the towel while you're getting ready. Why are these guys shaving their balls to go see Dua Lipa?
Yo, don't make me cough. Yo, I'm trying my best. I'm trying my best not to laugh too much or like speak too loud.
You want
to
eat a cough drop?
Nah, I'm gonna hold off for a little bit. Yo. Have one of those cough drops and then take a sip of water.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Have y'all ever tried that? Like, take some gum and then drink water afterwards?
Yeah.
Your lungs feel like Antarctica.
Yeah. Yeah, dead ass. That's funny. Nah, but though, real talk, it was dope to see Bad Bunny.
It was so much fun.
That was fun. Even though I'm going to just keep it a buck. I mean, it's my hot take. I don't give a fuck what anybody says. Mm-hmm. We went to the last Bad Bunny concert like 2 years ago. That was still, to me, much more enjoyable.
Well, because you recognize more of the songs. I recognize more of the songs. Because you like that album a lot more. What is it? The album? 100?
Yeah, Por Siempre. Siempre, whatever.
Yes, I think so.
Yeah. Nah, so that, I did enjoy it more. He did more like older songs than that one. At the last concert, you know, he did Peor Por Ti and all that.
But this one, he had to catch up because it's been 2 years.
Yeah, so this one, it was like everything that came out afterwards, which there's a lot of good songs that I did like, but I'm not going to front. I didn't know all the words. Yeah. So I was like, fuck, I don't know the words to that one, but I know the song.
Yeah.
And then he did maybe like one song where I was like, I don't know this shit. I felt real out of place for a second there, you know?
Yeah.
But I mean, it was dope. It was dope.
And I always have a good time, so.
I just feel like the last Bad Bunny concert, I felt like from beginning to end, I was nonstop singing along, screaming, like we were dancing. Like, that shit felt like a blur. As where this one, I remember every fucking moment of it. Which is cool.
Which is really good, too. Yeah, I'm glad that we remember everything.
It was an interesting night.
We better have. Those tickets were expensive.
Yeah, nah, it was good though. It was good. I'm happy for him, you know. I'm happy that people came out, you know. So that was Bad Bunny. That was when was that? Over the weekend, right?
That was Saturday.
Yeah, man. So shout out to Bad Bunny.
And then we got sick.
And then we got sick.
And just started watching a bunch of throwback movies.
Yeah. So that's one thing that we did that was pretty fun. So Desi and I, being that we were both sick and we didn't go to work, we decided to just like it wasn't even like subconsciously, like I think we just some movie was on and we just decided to watch this old movie.
They're playing Knocked Up on a channel. Like they always play that fucking movie. And we ended up like just sitting through it and we're just like, you know, there was like a spinoff movie like This Is 40.
Yeah. Well, so first of all, we watched Knocked Up the whole way through, which we've seen that movie plenty of times.
Oh my gosh, hundreds of times.
I've seen that movie 100 times.
Yeah.
I still think it's great. That's a great movie.
It's a comfort movie.
And I love all those old, like, comedy movies. Mm-hmm. Now, that led us to this whole conversation about the movie called This Is 40. So it's about the same couple, not the same main characters, but
the not girl. Seth Rogen and the girl who got pregnant. It's
the girl's sister.
Paul Rudd and and, the blonde girl, the wife.
Yeah, I forgot her damn name. Shit.
She's in a lot of those Judd Apatow movies. Yeah, with
the kids. So it's the story about them like turning 40 and like trying to juggle like sex life, career, parenthood, like everything together, but with, you know, feeling like you're getting old.
Yeah.
And
it's all based like in the week of both of their 40th birthdays.
Yeah. And that was interesting. We decided to just watch it all the way through. It's a long movie and it's kind of boring, but we enjoyed watching it. Like we
there's were a lot of funny moments that are just like I think of me and you.
Yeah.
Like when we're getting older.
You see what's the thing about Knocked Up in that movie? I feel like they're so fucking realistic.
Yes.
That's what I like about them. That they have like a lot of realistic moments, especially that one. This is 40, so realistic. Where she's like trying to be sexy and shit, and he's like in bed farting. And she's like, do you just fart in bed? Like, that's fucking gross. And it's just like, yo, that's real life, though.
Oh my gosh. That scene, I turned to Jose. I was like, that is so you. Like, there'll be times where I'll just me and Jose talking in the bed and just, you know, pillow talk. And I don't know where he'd be like, bwah. Like, fucking fart and be like, yeah. So anyways, I'm like, did you just fucking fart?
Yeah, that shit's gross.
Don't do that in the bed.
Yo, the funniest scene, one of the funniest scenes in This Is 40 is when she starts to top him off, right?
Oh, she yeah. Just, like, she had just quit smoking that week. And she just came up to him and was like, hey, what you doing? He's like, oh, nothing. I'm about to head out for a bike ride. And she's like, do you want a blowjob? And he's like, yeah. Yeah.
So she starts doing that to him. Meanwhile, the daughters are like kicking and screaming on the door, like, mom, open the door. And he's like, your mom's busy. Your mom's busy. Go away. And they're like screaming at the kids. And the kids are like, we got to go to school. Hurry up. We're going to miss this.
And even she's screaming. She's like, go away. Shut up. Shut up.
Your mother's busy. Eventually, they just have to stop. And they're just pissed off because they never have any like alone time. That shit was fucking hilarious.
That was really funny.
So yeah, those were the two like type comedy movies I guess we saw. Mm-hmm. And then
I remembered that next week, April 15th, the Fantastic Beasts or
it's by Fantastic Beasts.
It's yeah. by Fantastic Beasts.
Yeah,
they're dropping the Dumbledore movie.
Yeah, so which would be the third installment of the Fantastic Beasts movies.
Yes.
We didn't even realize it. Like, it's been so long since we watched the first two. We completely forgot how that shit ended.
Yeah, it's been a while.
So we decided to rewatch those movies. And
best that decision was, ever. I love the Fantastic Beasts movies.
Yeah, it was actually really good. I enjoyed it a lot.
It was really good.
The first one I like more than the second one.
I like the second one because it leaves you on a fucking like, what the fuck?
Yeah, well, that's the thing about the second
one. Spoiler alert. Like, that's why we're getting this third movie, a Dumbledore movie, because...
Yo, I can't believe I forgot about that.
Literally, the second movie ends off that...
A cliffhanger.
You find out that Credence is actually related to Dumbledore. Yeah. Deke. So...
And, yeah, it's like, it ends on a cliffhanger. Like, nothing was solved. Nothing good happened.
Yeah. You're just like, what the fuck?
Like, the bad guys got away. Like, nothing good happened. It was a fucked up ending.
Yeah.
And I completely forgot that happened.
Yeah. We saw that in the theaters.
Yeah.
And I remember leaving like, yo, what the fuck?
So now this third movie comes out next week, you said.
Yeah.
It's, it's supposed to take off right from that moment. It's supposed, you know, so I'm glad that we rewatched that because we would have went to the theater next week. I would have been so lost. I completely forgot about all that shit. Now, what I do want to say is that Fantastic Beasts movie, the first one, which I think is better than the second one, what's really dope about it is that it takes place in New York City.
Yeah.
I love that.
In like the 20s or something.
Yeah. I love the fact that this is like, instead of it being, you know, like in the United Kingdom or whatever, London or whatever, like, I like the fact that it was in New York because obviously we're from New York. You can recognize, you see all the brownstones and all that shit. Mm-hmm. It's really dope. But it's also like a long time ago. All this shit happened way before Harry Potter even existed.
Was even a thought.
Even a thought.
I don't even think his parents were around
yet. His parents were little kids when this shit happened.
No, this is based in the 20s, babe.
So yeah, so it was way, this is a long time ago. Because like Dumbledore is like young in his movies. And in the Harry Potter movies, Dumbledore is like 150 years old.
Yeah, some shit like that. I don't know.
So in these movies, he's like...
Honestly, I don't even know what decade they're supposed to be in. Because like you watch it and like the way they are at home, like you don't really see much like TV or like... I mean, you do with Dudley, like... Remember his cousin was playing video games in one of these movies, but it's like...
No, it was present day. It was the 2000s.
It was weird.
Yeah.
Very odd.
Very odd. Very odd. Anyways, so that was good. We watched that. That was a nice little recap. I felt like we needed that.
Yeah.
We really needed that.
And it was comforting. Like, we needed that shit because I was too sick to even think of, like, watching a new show or anything.
This week, we bought so much food.
Yeah.
Like, we ordered so much food. I'm scared to look at my account. You know when you just DoorDash so much and you just know it's a mistake?
Shout out to DoorDash, man. I DoorDash way too fucking much, but like, it is what it is.
And even with the Dash Pass, it's still like, ugh, it's still overpaying.
Yeah, I mean, I don't pay for like fees or anything like that, but I do have to pay for like tip.
It comes out of the tip anyway, so it doesn't matter. Yeah.
I mean, you can customize your tip. I don't like to be a dickhead because people work hard, you know, and those tips go directly to the driver. So I tip fairly, depending on how much I spent, you know.
Yeah.
But
yeah, I mean, I ordered so much DoorDash over the week. We were out of it, yo. We were like zombies out here. We slept a lot, too.
You know what else we got to try during this week? We got to actually try the Little Debbie ice creams. That we had bought.
Oh, wait. We weren't even done with the movies yet. I think there was still one more that we watched.
21.
We watched 21. So that was five movies that we watched. That's a lot of goddamn movies.
Yeah.
So, the fifth movie that we watched for our throwback week was the movie 21. If you haven't seen it, it's on Netflix. It's the movie about a student from MIT who joined a group.
It was a true story, right?
Like, yeah, it's based on a true story. They joined a group and they were all really good at math. So they pretty much learned how to count cards in like
blackjack.
So what they would do is that every weekend they would go to Vegas and like they would play out, like, you know, they dress up in different clothes or whatever. And they would like...
And they worked in teams. Like somebody was designated to like spot.
Yeah.
And someone was designated to, like, kind of be at the table and bet the minimum or whatever. And then the big baller would come in.
Only when the person who's betting the minimum, who's been counting already for a long time.
Tells them that the table's hot, whatever. And they
tell them that the table's hot. So when they get there, they'll give them a signal like, yo.
This is the count.
The count right now is, like, 16 or whatever. You know, and that.
It was some weird strategy. I don't know how to count cards, but, like, they did, obviously. And then that was pretty much it. Like, the big baller would come in, bet big. And obviously, because they're counting cards, would win. And that's how... And then at the end of the night, they would just divide the money between all of them. They split
the monies, yeah. And...
These kids were making, like, probably, like, 20 grand a piece each in a night.
Yeah, every weekend. Every fucking weekend.
Yeah.
So this was happening in real life. So it'd be like, they fly out Friday night, get to Vegas, do a quick game, you know, go out there, play.
They would spend one night... playing.
Yeah. Then the next morning, they just fucking party, shop, whatever, chill, Vegas. Then that night, Saturday night, they would do it again. And then Sunday, they'd go back to Boston. And then they were just fucking caking. You know, it's just,
you know, racking up money. 20 grand a weekend?
That was each of their cut. If they did it by themselves, they would have made even more money. Anyways, that movie is nuts because that really did happen. And there are people out there who can't count. But the thing about it is that now there's so much different, like, software, especially in Vegas, where there's a lot of facial recognition and shit like that.
Yeah. So, like, they can now tell.
They could tell, like, if you're the same guy who just won, like, $200,000 the night before, and then today you show up with a fucking mustache, the cameras can kind of tell that it's the same guy.
Yeah. Winning another 50 grand or whatever.
Yeah, and it kind of looks, you know, they could tell if it's suspicious or not. Mm-hmm. Now, the crazy thing is that it's not really illegal. It's just wrong. It's kind of weird.
Yeah.
It's weird. But yeah, back in the day, they didn't have all the technology. So people were getting away with that shit. And for a while there, I guess people would just start going to Atlantic City, you know, the broke side of the broke version of Las Vegas.
Las Vegas.
Nah, but that so that was fun to watch again. I saw that in the theater when it came out, actually. So that was interesting.
I mean, it's a kind of shitty made movie. Like, yeah, the movie's like not that great. Yeah. But it is interesting, like, to see how that happened. I'm like, damn, I wish I was good at math. Because you have to, like, add and shit, like, yeah, on the spot. Yeah, you're
constantly adding.
He's like, okay, that 10 plus 42 and then
luckily for
split and then
but luckily for them, they had, like, a person who was already at the table counting that whole time. Mm-hmm. So when they came in, they already knew where the count was at. Like,
yeah, but after that, when they sit down, they have to keep track now.
Yeah.
So it's just kind of like, oh, now it's plus 16, take away 8, and now it's back down to 14. And then it's just like, what the fuck?
Yeah, it's that shit is hard, dude. I don't know how to gamble.
I don't.
Like, I don't know how to play blackjack, any of that shit.
I'd be just at the slots. Just pull the lever, and did I win? Like,
and I wanted to have cartoons on it and shit.
Yeah, I want to see fucking cartoons.
A little Farmville type shit.
I want to see fish.
Yeah.
I want to see the fruits blowing up. That's what I
want to
see.
We get a couple sevens in the cherry. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. I understand that. The cherries.
Yeah.
Fucking lemons and shit.
Lemons.
I understand all that. Bar.
Bar.
I can do all that.
Man.
Roulette.
Roulette. Yeah. See, that's you actually.
Just bet black, red, or a number, whatever.
Yeah. And I've done that before, and it was actually pretty fun. But it was like, you sure you want to do that? All right. This is your one chance. Damn, you lost. You got another 20? Fuck. Anyways, like you were saying, yes, guys, we actually, in the last episode, we did mention that we found all the Little Debbie ice creams.
Yeah.
So we actually tried them out, and I have a couple hot takes.
I have a few hot takes, let's just say. So we only got 4 out of, I think there's 6 flavors or 7, I don't know.
There might be more, yeah.
We have zebra cake, cosmic brownie, honey bun, and oatmeal cream pie.
Yeah.
Those are the 4 that we had.
Okay. Let's start
from the worst.
To me, the worst was zebra cake.
I agree. Zebra cake was probably the worst.
And you know what? I think I threw it out already. And we only took each a bite and I threw the whole shit out.
I was not going to eat it.
It's weird because it still tastes like dry.
Yes. I don't know if anybody has ever bought a zebra cake. And I don't know why it's like one of the most popular fucking Little Debbie things, because I think the zebra cakes are so fucking dry. It tastes like you're biting into a like an actual sponge to clean with. But it's like dry, so it's like hard. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, it's something weird about that.
I don't like it. It was so dry. And then for some weird reason, I don't know how the fuck, when you take a bite of the ice cream, you still get that dry flavor. It's like they knew.
Even though it's not dry, because it's like melting in your mouth.
It's weird. It's weird. Yeah, I don't know how to explain it. They got the flavor down of the dry cake.
Yeah.
That being the zebra cake. But it did taste just like it. Like the cream, the icing, like it tastes just like a zebra cake. Maybe that's why it was my least favorite, because I don't really fuck with zebra cake like that.
Yeah. The next one that was not that good, even though you only tried it, I actually ate most of it, was the cosmic brownie. Mm-hmm. So the funny thing about it is, at first bite, it's just chocolate ice cream.
It just tastes like chocolate ice cream.
Right?
With the little sprinkled things in there.
But what I started noticing the other night, we were watching something and I decided to eat it.
Mm-hmm.
The deeper I got, the more there were actual brownie bites in there.
Oh, nice. That would have made it better for me.
Yeah. And then the brownie bites did kind of taste like the brownie itself.
I'm pretty sure it was the brownies.
Yeah. So that was actually like, it kind of made it up for me. So I don't think it was that bad. Like, it wasn't going to be the last.
Also, guys, I'm weird. I'm not a big fan of chocolate. I will take down a couple cosmic brownies, though. But chocolate ice cream, definitely not. Like, it's just not a thing.
You do not fuck with chocolate ice cream.
Nope.
Yeah.
So it wasn't up there for me. But I think it would have gone up higher for me if there was brownie bits in my
bite. The thing about it is that I feel like I've had some Ben and Jerry's ice creams before that were all chocolate or fudge or brownie or whatever. Mm-hmm. I've had some chocolate ones that are so freaking good that blow that shit out the water. So I would have honestly been very disrespected if you would have tried the cosmic brownie and you would have tasted the little brownie in the bottom. If you would have been like, oh, that's actually pretty good, I would have felt real disrespected that you would taste that, but not an actual well-made chocolate
ice cream. I'm not a big fan of chocolate ice cream.
But there's some good ones out there. I feel like you just never gave it a try.
Oh, God. I'm not a big fan of it.
You need some fudge in your life.
Anyways, that was the second best. I mean, the second worst.
Yo, this just made me realize that I really miss Ben & Jerry's ice cream.
Yeah.
Damn, I wish I had that right
now. Good shit.
So then one after that, I would have to say the one before, I guess the last two that we got, the one before the best, the one after the best, I mean, second place, runner up.
Oatmeal cream pie.
Oatmeal cream pie. It actually tastes all right.
It tasted really good.
It was good.
It was really good. I mean, the only reason why it doesn't have first is because the next one that we're going to say it was even better. But like, it was really good. It was really good. The ice cream had the flavor of like the shit that be in the middle.
Yeah.
And the oatmeal cream pie, I guess the cream.
And it had little
chunks and it had of little like, pieces of oatmeal cookie in it. It was really good.
Yeah, it's good. We just never ate it again. It's been there for a week. We never even looked at it.
Well, also, I've been sick, so I'm not like...
Yeah, I don't like eating ice cream when I'm sick. And then number one is definitely Honey Bun.
I can understand why it was the last fucking carton in the fridge, because that shit is so good.
Oh, that shit slaps, baby.
Honey Bun?
Yo, if you find the Little Debbie's ice cream with the Honey Bun flavor... Do yourself a favor and get that shit. That shit fucking slaps. I ate most of it. I think I might have just ate the whole. I might have ate the whole thing.
Wow, I only had like two bites.
Well, you corny. I mean, like,
I don't like to eat ice cream when I'm sick. You ate the whole fucking carton.
You know what's the funny thing about all this ice cream shit is that like we always have snacks in the house, which is really bad of us. But, like, we never ate the cream pie ice cream, but we have a whole box of cream pies.
The actual cream pies,
The actual Little Debbie's cream pies.
I had, like, three of those.
You say you had three of those?
I've eaten, like, three of them already.
You mean since we bought them?
Yeah.
Oh, I was about to say, like, tonight?
No, I haven't had any tonight.
Yo, we really ate shit.
Oatmeal cream pies are my fave. No, but Honey Bun is really good. It has like that gooey shit that's like in the, I guess, I don't want to say it's honey, but like.
But it has like the cinnamon roll-ish type stuff.
That stuff in it. And then it had little pieces of like cake. Like the.
Yo, that Honey Bun ice cream is really fucking good. I was very surprised.
It was real good.
Because I wasn't expecting much from it being Little Debbie ice cream. I was like, this is going to be trash.
Now that Honey Bun is fire.
It's fire. Yeah, I heard it here first.
Go grab one. And then thank me later.
Grab one.
What's the other flavors I haven't tried yet? Strawberry shortcake.
Wait, there was a strawberry shortcake?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Strawberry shortcake. What's the other one?
I would love that.
The Nutter Butter one. Not Nutter Butter. Whatever the
fuck. There was Nutter Butter.
Nutty Buddy.
Nutty Buddy, whatever.
Yeah.
They had that, and then the Swiss roll.
Swiss roll. We didn't try those, so knock yourselves out. But you've been warned.
You've been warned, y'all. Don't worry about the cosmic brownie or the, what's the last, zebra cake. Fuck that zebra cake. Yo, do yourself a favor and just don't even look at it.
I don't know how they can make ice cream be dry, yo. I don't understand that shit. All
right, we're going to retake this. Listen.
Guys, I'm too sick.
Listen. This is we're cutting in from the editing room right here.
Guys.
So everything y'all been listening to, we recorded a couple days ago.
And because I was sick, it's just like my energy's low. I'm still sick.
Yeah. Like the whole.
But I need to pick it up.
The last half hour of the show, we decided we're going to scrap. We're going to scrap that. And we're going to bring out something a little bit better than that. You know? You know why? Because we feel a little bit better today.
Because quality over quantity.
Shit. You heard it here first. Even though I don't always believe
in that.
We
only give you grade A shit.
Dead ass.
At least we try. I don't know. I feel like ass.
Desiree's still kind of sick, and I feel great now.
Jose's feeling much better.
I feel so much better now.
Lucky asshole.
You know what it is, y'all? Desiree, she could be dying just sick. But she needs to have the air conditioning on all night.
Yes. Am I the only one? I cannot sleep. I cannot sleep if I'm hot.
Yeah. But the problem with Desiree is that she sabotages herself.
Yeah.
Because she'll put on like 38 layers of quilts and shit over her because she wants to be cozy.
Yeah.
But then she gets hot. So then the AC has to be at max. So
and
then
I have to sleep with a quilt, guys.
Yeah. So it's like she just, it's freaking annoying. Like, if you just don't use a quilt, you'll be just fine. That makes sense.
No, it's like I'm hot, but I have to sleep with a blanket, but the AC has to be on because then I get hot with the blanket on.
Yeah, and then you just.
But I can't sleep. What kind of fucking heathen just sleeps with no blanket?
I know. That's.
That's some prison shit.
I always wake up without a blanket.
Jose, no matter what, will sleep without a blanket. And he likes to claim that it's like me who takes it or whatever. No, I will literally wake up in the middle of the night over and over again to cover him.
Because, she is so thoughtful. Oh, my God.
Because he will be literally shivering in the night and wake my ass up just to get... and I'm just like, cover like yourself. And I cover him it for nothing off. Because literally he whacks it right off.
Hey, yo.
Like, I'll put it on and you'll just go... And just like smack it.
Why are you doing sound effects and doing things with your arms like people can see you?
They can't see me.
You're over here, and you do this, and then you'd be like, pow, chwah. Like, nobody can see any of the shit that you just did with your hands. Y'all, damn, I'm starting to sound Southern, bro.
Y'all.
Imagine, like, a Southern yoga instructor. Y'all.
Wow.
Y'all.
Great joke.
Doo-doo-ch. I got another yoga joke. Hold on, I got another one for you. What did the yoga instructor say to the landlord when he told him that they have to close the shop?
Well, guys. No,
come on. Hold on. Hold on, wait, come back. Listen, I got it.
Go ahead.
What did the yoga instructor say to the landlord when the landlord said that he's about to get evicted? The yoga instructor said, namaste.
Well, guys, that was a joke. Hope you guys enjoyed.
Namaste. Namaste.
All right.
Namaste. He just got evicted. He said, namaste.
Well, speaking of people who
that's need to, fucking hilarious.
People who need to woosah. We have to quickly. It's something that we can't even skip because it's just like everywhere and everyone's talking
about
it.
It's the most annoying shit to me.
It's the most annoying thing on the fucking planet. But of course, everybody heard the slap that was heard across the world.
The fake slap that was heard across the world.
Yeah, Jose thinks it was staged.
That shit was fucking staged. But
it's crazy. I mean, I don't want to linger too much on it because literally everyone has been talking about it. Like, if you haven't heard about it, I don't know what the fuck you've been doing.
Yeah, it's kind of annoying at this point, but I feel like it's like we have to just mention
it. It's a situation that just pisses me off in all angles because these are two celebrities that I fuck with hard.
Yeah.
Like, who doesn't like Will Smith? Who doesn't like Chris Rock? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just like two legends. Such a sad fucking moment.
Such
like,
a low moment.
Such a low for moment them for them both that's never going to go away now.
Exactly.
This is something that will just, everybody's going to remember for the rest of their lives. It's just so annoying.
And that's the moment of the show. So like not even the award was the moment.
Yes.
Like the people who...
Questlove won an award like literally right after that and nobody's talking about it.
Yeah.
Like he just won it for directing that movie.
And it's fucked up because a lot of people's moments were taken away because of that one
moment. Yes.
So it's fucking annoying. It's stupid.
Super, super annoying.
If it's real... Whatever, if it's not, I mean, I'm still looking at it like, damn, in real life, somebody would have got rushed off the stage right away.
Right. Somebody would have been escorted
out of that bitch.
Regardless of wherever you are, like it's, I don't condone violence at all. Regardless of wherever you are, whatever you're in a show or watch, you are not allowed to go up and assault somebody. And then get to sit back down and act like everything's cool.
Yeah.
Usually you're escorted out of the building after that point, which I think is the Academy's.
And that's why I give it up to Chris.
Right there.
That's why I give it up to Chris. Because Chris could have easily, like everybody else said it, he could have easily pressed charges or done something about it.
Yeah.
And he chose not to.
Not to. Yeah.
Will should be kissing his fucking feet.
He should.
I'm sorry. And I like both of them. I fuck with both of them. But, you know, I don't like shit like this because now everybody's going to be on some shit like, you know what? I don't like what the comedian said about me. I don't like this either. Let's go up there and do something about it.
No, it's just right. It's like a behavior that should not be okay.
It should not be tolerated. Comedy's one of our last forms.
I don't want this message to get blurred because a lot of people be like, well, comedians have to be responsible for the consequences of what they say. Sure. Sure. People are allowed to be upset. People are allowed to get angry or to be offended and to not find something funny. That's completely okay and it's allowed. But to go up and assault somebody and smack them in the face, that's not okay. You shouldn't be able to do that. If you're allowed to be angry, you're allowed to be offended. There was so many things he could have done differently. Even if he would have just heckle from the crowd. If he just did the yelling part, keep my wife's name out your fucking mouth, like from the distance without the smack, I think it would have...
That would have been suffice.
Or maybe during his speech, like eventually when he got his award, like say, like do a part in his speech that was just like, you know, I think it's really crazy that, you know, like say something in his speech to make him feel little during that moment or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There was so many ways that he could have went about it to kind of express, like, don't fuck with me and my family. Route. But, right, it was a weak moment and I don't know. It was just like not needed. The smack was not needed.
Yeah. And the shit that obviously blows a lot of people's mind, but it's like one of those things we don't know. We don't know what these people are going through. We don't know their real life shit, you know. But it's just like, it's super annoying when it's like, for the last couple of years, like everybody's been dogging your wife out, talking shit about your wife and how she's fucked other dudes and shit, how she be cucking and shit. Like, and then they make a joke about her hair, and that's what ticks you off. That's what makes you go up there. It's almost like, you know what it almost feels like? It's like, okay, I'm going to do something about it now because I know I can do something about it now.
I guess.
It could be like that. Or maybe that was just a breaking point, but
I don't know.
There's been so much worse said. Is it
weird that I told you about this hot take, and you were like, ooh, that's what? True. But I don't know if I'm 100% correct. As far as I know, I don't follow celebrities or their stuff a lot. But everybody had this take, right? Where it's just like, oh, he has a right to protect his woman. Like, you know, protect your family, protect yours, protect your wife, all that stuff. And that's why Chris Rock got what he got. My thing is,
but when
is that energy ever reciprocated for Will? Because
yeah,
every time people were dogging him, saying that he's a cuck, that his wife is fucking around, or that he's a pushover, he's a pussy, he's this, he's that. I've never, as far as I know, I've never seen her publicly come out and be like, keep my husband's name out your fucking mouth.
Yeah.
I've never seen that. So it's like, yeah, that energy, yeah, keep my wife's name out your fucking mouth, but that you're doing all this. And that energy's not reciprocated, homie. Like, I don't know. It's just like, I feel weird about it. I'm sorry. That's my hot take. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Like, everybody was like, because
you know, that night she went home and she was like, you know, Tupac would have fucked him up for real.
Those memes. Tupac would have done this. But it's like, you know what I mean? It's just like, everybody's been dogging on Will for like the last 2-3 years about the entanglements and all this bullshit and everything else. And getting made fun of, but I never once seen her publicly be like, stop talking about my fucking husband. Don't, you know, keep my husband's name out your fucking mouth. Come up to certain celebrities and, you know, press them because they're talking about Will or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, I don't see
it. It is annoying also when you see him laughing at the joke and then her making a face and then that's when he does something about it. It's kind of like oh, you didn't like that? Okay, I'm going to go take care of it.
I don't know. It seems like, weird. Like, there's something more going on.
Yeah.
There's definitely something more, but it's like, I don't know. Because like I said, as far as I know, I haven't seen that same energy coming from both ways. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like,
and I feel like,
there's like I'm all for it. Protect your wife. But you know,
there's also going to be like pleas for both sides. Like people are going to keep for each side. Like I've heard people mention this, like, I guess, and it's valid. It's 100% valid. And we can't, you know, tell people how to feel. But
right.
Did you ever hear about like the whole thing about like Will's book? I heard it's a really good book. He released a book recently
yeah.
about his life. And I guess in the book, he wrote something about how he used to watch his mom get abused. And he's always...
Oh, yes. I heard about this. I've heard about this somewhere. Yeah.
Yeah. So he used to watch his mom get
abused. That he always felt like he never was able to stand up.
He never stood up to like his dad or whoever, yeah. his mom's boyfriend or whoever. And like that's always fucked with him. Right? So like... It doesn't matter how like successful you are or whatever, like you're gonna always have some type of demon. You know, you're gonna always have something.
You're always fighting something.
Something that's always bothered you.
Yeah.
And then it's one of those things where it's like he feels like he has to defend his woman.
Yeah.
Because he couldn't do it like to defend his mom when he was a kid.
Yeah.
You know, it could be a subconscious thing. If this is all real, this is all alleged. Like, you know what I'm saying? And if that's the case, like, yo, I get it. That's valid. Like, you know, people have trauma. I fucking get that 100%.
But there has to be some sort of like, I get, like you said, his feelings are valid. He's completely okay to be upset or to be mad or frustrated or whatever. But there has to be some sort of line, right? Like, you cannot walk up on stage and smack people. You can't assault people on stage. Like, there has to be a line because this, like you mentioned, like, this is a doorway at this point. It's like, now if I feel disrespected, who the fuck is going to stop me?
Yeah.
From doing what I do.
And the thing about it is that this is what comedians do. And whenever they have events like this or Grammys, Oscars or whatever, and they always bring in a comedian to do shit like that, everybody in the front row is going to get fucking roasted. It's always like that. If it was Ricky Gervais, he would have got fucking... He probably would have said some shit about his wife. You know what I'm saying? Any other comedian, like... It's going to happen regardless. So what the fuck do you expect? You know what I'm saying? I feel... That's why I feel like this shit was all a setup. Because it's like, let's have them in the very front of the front seat. Let's have them right at the front.
Well, he was winning a pretty big award that
But day. This is also... Keep in mind, the reason why this situation is really weird. You got to think back a few years ago when they were doing the Oscars So White shit. And Jada Pinkett Smith was on some shit where she was boycotting the Oscars.
Oh yeah, because, somebody already spoke about this.
Yeah, so yes, that's what I'm trying to say. Like, with Chris Rock going on that show and making that joke about Jada Smith on that show years ago, where he was like, "Oh, Jada didn't want to come to the show." Well, it's kind of like he said something along the lines of like, "That's like me and Rihanna's panties. Like, I was never invited." You know what I'm saying? Well, I can't be mad. Like, you weren't invited. You weren't winning anyways. He said some shit like that. So. It could also just be that they've had some type of back and forth in the past.
Yeah, we've discussed this already. Like, there has to be some sort of underlying, like, there's something that we're not seeing.
The average person does not know.
That doesn't know. And that's completely fine. Like, they have their situation going.
It still doesn't make it right.
Right. It still does. Violence is never the answer. I don't know how cliche that sounds. But, like, you know, I just don't think he should have never put his hands on somebody. Especially knowing of the situation.
I know mad toxic ass chicks that be like, you wouldn't do that for me? You wouldn't go up there and defend my aunt? Like, what the fuck? Though they made a joke about your hair? Fuck out of here. The comic can say whatever he wants about your hair. If me and Desi are at a nightclub, or at a freaking club or some shit, and a comedian says, yo, look at her hair, blah, blah, blah. Like, you look crazy. It looked like she had a fight with a blow dryer, and the blow dryer won. Right. I'm laughing my ass off. Because we're there for comedy.
Right. Well, that's if we're going... Right. Like, if we're at a comedy show. I mean, there's a whole lot of factors, but I didn't want to linger on this too long.
Like, yeah, me either.
The whole situation was sad, and nobody's talked about Chris either, like, how he's doing, how he felt. Like, he just got smacked on global television.
He kept his shit together, though.
He really did, because honestly, if it was me, I would have like walked off, or I would have thrown hands. I would have done something at this point. Like, you're not going to smack
and
me.
And I hate that, because there's some stupid ass hood people like, yo, Chris is pussy for that. But I'm like, shut the fuck up. Like, like, we're talking about money here, dude.
Yeah. Y'all gonna this is a different world.
Yeah. Like, this is
a different world. Everybody that's been talking hella shit, like, oh, I want my husband to defend me like that. I wouldn't let nobody hit me in my face, and I would have, he pussy and this and that. You don't know, you don't have no idea what you're talking about. This is a different level of lifestyle here.
Exactly.
This is a whole different fucking
world. Like, that could fuck up your money for years.
You can't treat that shit just like if we got into a fight outside in the mall with some dude or whatever. Like,
yeah, this ain't Red Lobster, ma.
This isn't, it's not some regular shit. It's, this is a whole nother level, a whole different kind of lifestyle. There's people attached. There's livelihoods at stake.
If they really money, fought, if they like, really fought on stage, if they really went like threw hands on stage and they got real physical and they were both punching each other,
the lawsuits, these two, Jesus Christ.
First of all, so many people would be involved in lawsuits.
So many people would have been blacklisted.
They would have been blacklisted. Networks would have got involved. All their movies and comedy stand-ups would have got pulled off TV. Like, there's so much to this. There's so much to risk. Like, people think that these are just, right, yeah, they're regular
when
people.
When you're that famous at that point, you have so think. Much more to lose.
Exactly. You got to
than just like me and you fighting some dude because he made fun of my hair in the street. You know, get what I'm saying? Like, this isn't a street fight here. This is a different level. People need to remember that. Because everybody's talking hella shit as if, oh, if it was me, I would have thrown. But the thing is, it's like, you're, it's not you. You're not that. you're not there.
you weren't in Independence Day.
You haven't earned billions of dollars off of, like, it's just like, stop it.
Yeah, it's
you
just different.
You don't know. It's yes. If it was me and if it was a street fight, I would have thrown hands. Don't make fun of my girl. Don't, you know, fuck you. Don't smack me.
Yo, nah, because these dudes be thinking like this is them. They thinking like the Golden Globes is Golden Corral. Nah, it's two different things.
Golden Corral. Hate that place. No, it's very different. But he handled it with grace. I give Chris that, like, very professional. He just was like, okay, and moved on. And even asked, like, they asked him, like, hey, do you want to press charges? Are you okay? Do you want to sue? And he said no. And they handled that shit their own way. Whatever they did after the show, they spoke. Apparently, allegedly, I don't know. And they handled their shit on their own, as they should.
And this is going to... If done right, which I think it might have been done right, they're gonna, at least Chris Rock, he's gonna have a good 30 minutes of jokes on this. So like, it's gonna work out for him.
Well, at least he has content, right?
He's gonna have content. So
crazy.
Anyways, what's good with that movie that we just saw? That shit was pissing me off.
So we're like 2 days ahead in the future from the last 30 minutes.
Yeah,
and we watched on Hulu the new movie with Ben Affleck, Deep Water. And man, was that shit a mind fuck. Well, not a mind fuck. It was just kind of like,
that movie was so tricked. That movie triggered the shit out of me, man.
That's the word I'm looking for. It was triggering.
Like, that shit had me feeling types of way. That shit made me think about my past. That shit made me think about my future. That shit had me thinking about relationships that I wish I was never in. That shit had me just thinking like, yo, fuck that. Like, Desi's about to sneeze. And one, two, come on.
Aww. No, when you start acknowledging it, it just...
You got to look into the light.
You messed it up for me. But anyways, yes.
Can we just say what the movie's about before you start sneezing? Oh, there we go. She sneezed. And it's followed by another one. All right. So in this movie, Ben Affleck and that really pretty girl from the 007 movies and the fucking Knives Out. By the way, have y'all seen Knives Out? Great movie. I highly recommend it. It's a who did it type of movie. Mystery. Like, who did who did the murder? Awesome movie. Anyway, she's one of the main characters in that movie. So there's that real pretty girl and Ben Affleck. They're married couple with a kid.
Yeah.
And she sleeps around and he knows about it. Like, she'd just be fucking dudes.
Yeah, so, like, the whole... Not to give away the whole storyline, just in case you guys want to watch it, but it's a married couple, Ben Affleck and this gorgeous girl. She's so pretty. And they have a weird relationship where she... It's kind of... I want to say it's kind of open. It's half opened.
It's half open. Because
she gets to... She has a thing where she needs to, like, mess with other people or, like, sleep with other men to feel, like, you know,
happy
or, like...
And she's always drinking, like...
Yeah, and like, he just kind of lets her do it. And
he doesn't want to control her.
And the reason why
her.
I say it's half open is because she doesn't let him do that shit. Like, if he was kissing or doing anything with another woman, she would lose it. but she can, which is odd.
Yeah, so he's kind of like a cuck in this movie.
Kind of, because he's not okay. He's not okay with her sleeping with other men, but he's okay because he just loves her that much. In his mind state. I'm not justifying.
And it's the whole thing.
He loves her that much where he's just like, I would do anything for her to just be in my life. So if she wants to do this.
And it's not just that. It's also the whole element of if he was with any other girl, it wouldn't be as fun. It would be boring because she does.
Yeah, she kept throwing that in his face. She's like, you would be bored if you were married to any other
woman. No, and it's the truth because it's like he's got like this hot wife that like.
All the guys want.
And like. But the problem is that like he has to kind of like let her do her thing. And then she kind of uses that like in a way to turn them on. Like, you know, she gets turned on. She's like, don't you want to know what they did to me? And he's just like, oh, shit. Like, I don't want to know the details. But then it kind of gets him off. Like, it's one of those weird things.
It's very weird. They have a very weird relationship. It's super fucked up. But he kind of is letting it happen. But I guess I have to reiterate that he's deeply not okay with it.
He's not okay
she with thinks her it is. Sleeping with men.
You know what it is? It's because, and then obviously, like, she's, like, taking it too far where she's, like, bringing the people around.
Yes, that's the part that triggered me. It was just, like, it's one thing to have an agreement with your husband that he's letting you basically have all these man friends that you call friends that he knows you're sleeping with, but to bring them around, like, the kids, his friends, to parties.
Yeah, and it's like,
that's another level of fucking disrespect.
Yeah. It's like she starts to flaunt her boy toys in front of their friends.
Everyone.
Like all his friends know that she's kind of like that. It's like all his friends know that she's like, she messes around and shit like that. But even they're on some shit where they're like, damn, like she's really flaunting these guys now.
Like, yeah, like that's not okay, dude.
It's not like back then where it was like she was hiding it. Like now she's just bringing them to all of our events and birthday parties and shit. Like, and it's like, it starts to really fuck with him.
And she was getting like, not emotionally attached, but she had a thing where like, if he were to even like tell them something, because there was a couple times where he told a couple of them like, leave my, like, don't ever see my wife again, fucking go. And they go, and she just gets so upset. And like, what did you tell them? You ruined this for me.
You're going to fix it.
You need to call him and apologize. And it's just like, why? He's your husband. He can do as he fucking pleases. And if he doesn't want this man around you as you're his wife, what's wrong with that? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And she just was not having it. She was like, you fucking piece of shit, you asshole. And like would have temper tantrums literally whenever he would like, quote unquote, from her, ruin
her fuck buddy
relationships. It was weird.
It's fucked up, dude. This movie is super triggering.
But the movie ends up taking a turn. Some things unexpected happen, and it becomes a mystery, and it's really good. It's pretty good.
It's good. Now I gotta tell you, like, obviously this movie, because it's Ben Affleck, it did remind me of Gone Girl.
It did.
And I love Gone Girl. Gone Girl's a great movie. That movie's so good.
Those movies, like, with Ben Affleck, like, with...
Lately, I feel like in the last 10 years, he's dropped nothing but bangers.
Yeah, even The Accountant.
Yeah. And it's funny because it came from, like, there was a time when people were saying, like, remember when he used to get mad hate? When people used to be like, oh, Ben Affleck is trash? He used to get hate back in the day.
Really?
And I think it was because him and J-Lo dropped that Gigi Lee movie, whatever fucking bullshit. But there was a time when he was getting hate, but then it was weird because then after that, he just started dropping bangers. Like, Town, that movie Town, which is now on Netflix, that movie is so fucking good.
Yeah.
But anyways, Gone Girl, I really enjoy Gone Girl. Like, I've seen it maybe 2 or 3 times.
Yeah. He plays that role well where, like...
Of, like, the husband that's over everything?
Yeah, the husband that's just kind of, like, dealing with a crazy wife or whatever.
Yeah.
He plays that role so well.
And it makes me think, like, what if that's him in real life?
I don't know.
Because I'm going to just keep it real, right? Like, and I've met Jennifer Aniston. I mean, not Jennifer Aniston. What's her name? Jennifer...
Garner.
Who he's married to.
I think they're separated
right now. Okay, yeah. They're not together anymore. But she still uses his last name.
Yeah.
And it's weird because, like, he's fucking around with J-Lo, but she's still got his last name. And it got me thinking, like, I was looking at Jennifer Garner one day, and I was just like, yo, what if, like, that was the same? What if she was, like, giving him headaches and shit? You know what I'm saying? Because you ever seen those memes of him outside the house, like, smoking a cigarette? It's like that meme, like, the husband that's, like, over it. Ben Affleck is the official, like, husband that's over his wife's bullshit.
He really is. He plays that character so well.
I find that hilarious, dude. I find that hilarious.
No, but he did a great job. It was really triggering. Like, there was one point, we started watching the movie yesterday, and after a while, Jose, like, paused the movie, and, like, we had, like, the longest conversation ever, just like, oh my gosh, this shit is so triggering. Like, I can't believe the level of disrespect she's pulling right now. And, like, ended up having a conversation, completely forgetting about the movie, and then finishing it up today.
Yeah, today we were like, let's just watch the shit. Like, but, yeah, this movie, it's... If you've ever been in, like, a toxic relationship, you will definitely get triggered by this movie. Welp.
Welp.
Well, guys, thank you for understanding. And if you don't... If you're not being understanding...
Fuck you.
Yeah, screw you.
I'm kidding.
No, yeah, but...
I really appreciate it.
We're trying to get better.
And healthy.
Hopefully by next week, like the actual next week, Desi's going to be speaking normally.
Oh my gosh, again. I hope I'm at 100%. I hate being sick.
Dude, Desi's been sick for 2 weeks. Jesus.
It sucks ass. But yes, if you've been with us since episode one and you're here up until now, you are the greatest fucking papas in the entire planet.
Best potatoes.
I love you 3008.
Hey.
And if you want to show us any love and support, make sure to tell a friend to tell a friend.
To tell a friend or tell their moms.
To listen to our podcast, we drop an episode every Wednesday, and we're available on all motherfucking streaming platforms.
That's right.
Pew, pew, pew. And if you have, and if you got some monies and extra coin, shout outs to
deadassmarket.com.
We have some wonderful merchandise on there. So.
And more to come.
And more to come. And make sure to follow all of our Instagram handles. It's in the description bar down below to keep up to date with all announcements and updates.
Yay.
Yay. I made it. It took two recordings for me to sit through.
We're about to let y'all go. And Desiree's about to dog down a nice gallon of Robitussin. And hopefully, you know. In a couple days, she'll be up. She'll be awake.
Some NyQuil and some cough drops.
Got this place smelling like a pharmacy.
Wepa.
All right, y'all. We love y'all. You're the shit.
Happy
Wednesday.
You're
the best potatoes in the world.
Love you guys.
Curly fries.
Bye.